Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Control your mind and you can control your thoughts. We are thinking beings. We think all day long. We think every moment, second, minute, and hour of the day. When you sleep at night, your mind is instructing your brain to sort out what you're thinking. You are thinking right this very moment. Thinking is something we cannot stop doing. Thinking is something we have to control. If not, it will get out of control. Think about all the times you've said, "I did not mean to say that," or "that is not what I meant." Each time we open our mouth, we are expressing a thought. No one knows what you are thinking until you open your mouth and express it in some manner. You may not be aware of this, but every morning when you wake up, you have new nerve cells that have been born while you were sleeping that are at your disposal to be used to tear down negative thoughts, bad thoughts, and rebuild healthy, positive thoughts. Neuroscientific research has put this to the test. The process is called neurogenesis. Here is an example of it in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 23. The prophet Jeremiah was sharing with us his anguish and his hope, two different thought patterns. God's non-response to Jeremiah's prayer was not because Jeremiah was guilty of any personal sin. Rather, it was due to Israel's perpetual sin without repentance. God's righteousness to judge had to take its course. Jeremiah was aware of that, but his thoughts expressed distress as a result of it. So in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 20, we look at how he allowed his thoughts, in the face of knowing Judah had sinned, in the face of knowing that God had exercised patience with them, in the face of knowing he was the one sent to share that God was ready to judge them. He was aware of all of these things, but he allowed his thoughts to be expressed in this distressful lamentation. This lamentation is a distressful dirge that marks the funeral of the once beautiful city of Jerusalem. After sharing with us these thoughts and his relentless sorrow over Judah's judgment, it drove Jeremiah to consider the grace, the mercy, and compassion of God. It changed his thoughts. The tone of Jeremiah's thinking changes drastically and produces these words in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 through 23. "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Jeremiah used his new nerve cells to develop new positive thoughts and arrived at the right conclusion: God is faithful. When you wake up tomorrow morning, use your new nerve cells to create new positive thoughts and allow them to take root, grow, and guide you through a positive day. Your thoughts will set the stage for a great day. Say things like, "This is a great day," or "This is the greatest day of my life, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." Then go out and make it a great day for you and for others. Tell yourself, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ." Then go out and do the right thing. Tell yourself that Jesus is your way, that he is your truth, he is your life. Then go out and show others the way, the truth, and the life they can have if they would accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Tell yourself, "I am the salt of the earth." Then go out and season someone's life with hope, love, and encouragement. Tell yourself, "I am the light of the world." Then go out and let your light shine. Remember, we cannot control the events and circumstances of our day, but we can control how we respond to them by developing new thought patterns. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.